Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Are you ready for some high adventure? Coming up next on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
Lightning Bolt Theater of the Mind, in association with Strange Company, presents Bleeding of the Hedges, Arc 1, The City of Roses, written by Carol Foley.
Good! See? All you need is focus.
Thank you.
Anytime, goat butt.
Daniel, why does the witch want me?
It's a long story, kiddo. It has to do with your parents.
My real parents?
Yes. Back in the day, your father Pan was a bit of a romantic. He chased the nymphs, he seduced maidens, and he wooed a goddess or two. His most unfortunate tryst was with a young woman named Jacinia. She was a dark beauty, and Pan felt himself drawn to her time and time again. She loved his power and dreamed of ruling the summer court beside him, but Pan didn't love her enough to take her as his bride and left her when he found the true love of his life, Echo.
Echo?
She was a woman as fair as Jacinia was dark. Pan heard her singing as she bathed and fell in love with her instantly. He courted her and promised her a place beside him in court.
So, my mother is a queen?
She was supposed to be, but Jacinia was a jealous woman and her magic was sinister. She enchanted the well in Echo's village and turned the people against her. She was taken prisoner for consorting with the gods.
Did Pan save her?
He couldn't. The chains were iron and his magic couldn't rescue her. But he could take you. So you were born and taken to Tir-Nan-Nog. Echo was executed and Pan punished the village for her death. He cursed Jacinia to live forever, and hungry. As for the village, as soon as Echo died, a dam burst and flooded everything. A year and a day later, Pan visited the lake to pay his respects to your mother and found the reeds he used to create Syrinx. Gilbert? Oh, asleep, huh? Good. You'll need your rest. Good night, kid.
Devlin, wake up.
Morning.
What happened last night?
I remember music. And you.
I think we may have made a mistake.
Oh, come on. I wasn't that bad, was I?
Devlin, you know what
I... Why am I surrounded by goddamn squirrels?
That's our cue.
I woke up and they're all clinging to me.
I hope you bought them dinner first.
Yeah, go on, laugh it up, Chuckles. You won't find it so funny when
I see you were all awake.
Oswald, did you get an early start?
I walked a bit when the sun rose. I think I caught the scent of where the girl came from. If we head off in that direction, we should arrive there in no time.
Are we all ready to face her?
Yes, I am.
Look, kid, I don't think you should be with us.
It isn't your call. I'm the only one who's been there. I know what we're facing, and I'm the one she wants. We're all going together.
You heard my queen, men. Are you all ready? Then forward, march!
Are you comfortable, my lord?
Mark this day, for it will be your last.
Oh, you always were one for being dramatic, weren't you? You couldn't just give me what I wanted. You needed love. Well, look what love has gotten you. Don't you love the chains? Iron. I know it's your favorite, just like that little bitch you wanted to make queen. Trust me, I did you a favor, No one that weak could rule over the summer court.
A monster like you would have waged war on humanity.
And what of your daughter? Do you think that she won't? I watched her for a long time before bringing her here. She resents humanity almost as much as I do.
She is my daughter.
She may as well be Pandora's daughter for all the hell she will unleash. But why should we argue, my love? You know you can always remedy this whole thing. It is so simple. Just make me your queen.
I'd rather lie in a pit of vipers.
Have it your way, then. I will destroy your daughter, and then I will consume you!
You're a mad woman!
Shh. You'll scare the company. I believe somebody is at my door.
Demiana, stay away!
Do we have a plan?
What?
A plan! Do we have one?
I can't hear you.
Never mind.
What?
This is insane. Just let me jump over the wall. I can clear it easy.
But the rest of us can't. You can't face her alone.
Hey, they're open. Let's go.
Don't rush in. We don't know what we're up against.
This isn't good. Why would she open the door?
She's up to something, but we have to go in.
Come on, I'll lead the way. Brace yourselves.
Brace ourselves. Why? Oh my god.
We should let them out.
Marcus, don't touch them.
We can't just let them move down.
That was entertaining, Wolf. Why don't you try it again? See if you can lose your tail this time.
That's her.
Ah. Damiana, I see you've decided to come back. You see, I told you she'd come back. Why, yes. I do think she looks like she'd like a bite.
Not a bastard.
You must be the goddess. Don't worry. I'll get to you in a moment.
No. You will deal with me. Now.
Do you hear that? It's the walls breaking. Do you know what I keep on the other side of those walls? Children in cages. Tell me, will you kill them to get to me?
Marcus, see if you can sneak up behind her while I rush.
That's the coward's way. I'm gonna rip her throat out!
Marcus!
Oh, how sweet. The wise old bear rushes in to save the reckless wolf. And they say that wild animals can't live together in perfect harmony. Bye-bye, gentle Ben. Now, tell me, goddess, do you know any nursery rhymes? I know one called A Needle and Thread. Old Mother Twitchit had but one eye, a long tail which she let fly, and every time she went through a gap, a bit of her tail she left in a trap.
Chains!
Mine!
Move!
You're one sick bitch.
Ego bolsatero perencilia.
Devlin, stop. We must run.
Salvas hominis in sodila. Abese pericuros is domina. Impere ars discare. Domeos.
I got him, Oriana. Get out of here. Go.
Retreat!
Thank you.
Thank me later. Just get the hell out of here.
We should leave this place immediately.
No, wait! Where's Marcus?
Right behind me, child.
What about Oswald?
He grabbed me.
Wait.
Where the hell is he?
I found him.
Shh, darling. Come on now. There's nothing we can do for him.
No, this isn't right. This isn't right. He wasn't so bad.
I think I should look for survivors.
My lord, are you all right?
Yes, a little tattered. But once I return home, I will recover.
Home?
I think it's time you returned home as well, my friend.
I do miss my wife. Time passes so slowly up here.
Let's go then. Damiana has a lot of work ahead of her.
Can't I say goodbye?
You will see her again soon enough.
Where did
Banu
go?
I think he left with your father.
I think I found one that's alive. Just let me turn her.
All is not lost yet!
I don't think so.
Felicitas, minime, nam nihil, impromos, meos amicus, quesere, intere, mortus, vela, pertere, mordorme, amare, mortus!
Magic that takes a life is very difficult.
What's wrong?
Even with incantations, there is a chance it will work well.
Ariana, why isn't Devlin moving?
And he didn't say anything.
Tell me!
He is trapped in his own mind, in a hell he has created.
When will he snap out of it?
I don't know if he will. I don't know if we'd want him to. I suppose it will be up to me alone to look after you now.
No, I've made a decision. I'm going back to my school and back to my normal life. My father sent me here to grow so I could rule over my people, and I can't run away from that. Just leave me alone.
Marcus, how long are you going to sit beside that body? He's gone.
What's it to you? You've done nothing but slap me in the face since we've met. Just leave me alone, Goddess.
I know we didn't get off to the best start, but that doesn't mean I hate you. It meant a lot to me that you helped Devlin and I escape.
Yeah. A lot of good I did.
He chose to save you. Remember him as a friend. A friend that wouldn't want you to blame yourself this way.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? He was a friend to everyone. He gave every man and beast the benefit of the doubt. And what did I do? Gave him shit for it. That's what I did. He should have just let me die. Because it's not like I have a lot to offer anyone anyways.
That's where you are wrong.
What do you mean?
Damiana has made it quite clear that she doesn't want me or anyone that works for her father involved in her life right now. She needs someone to look after her now that she has her father's flute. Her human father has abandoned her. She needs someone like you to protect her.
What makes you think she'll want me around?
Call it a hunch.
All right. I'll try. But first, I need to take Oswald's body back to his mate. I owe him that much.
Of course. I didn't see Damiana or Marcus for another 15 years. And when I did, she had already become a legend. The city would change with her, and the city below the hill would rise up to claim their queen. But that is another story, and another beast.
This concludes The City of Roses, written by Carol Foley. Script editors Joshua Price and Crystal Camarco. Sound designed by Joshua Price. Featured in the cast were Crystal Camarco as Ariana, Christina Spruan as Damiana, Seth Bramwell as Devlin, Amy Price as Dana, Brian Reed as Oswald and Bango, Nicholas Petrella as Marcus's human form, Lewis and Cujo Price as Marcus's wolf form, Amanda Froats as Eglantine, special guest star Abigail Hilton as the midwife, Robert Morrison as the Doctor, Milk Wilson as David Lay, Deborah Adams as Fiona Lay, Ned Faulkner as Pan, Kristen Mass as Echo and future Damiana, Nico D as Iggy, Joshua Price as Iktomi, Tanya Milievich as Jasinia, Richard Garner as Orange, Anarchy as Mother Superior, The Hall Star as Elder One, Danian as Elder Two, Gadrius as Xander the Bartender. Wallers included Crystal Camarco, Tanya Milievich, Kimberly Kaiser, Jack Ward, K.H. Slider, Serena Carroll,
Lothar Tuppen,
and Nico D. Royalty-free music was obtained from composers Kai Hartwig and Kevin MacLeod. Sound effects were from soundsnap.org, the Free Sound Project, Sound Dogs, and all other sounds were self-produced. This radio drama series falls under the United States 3.0 Creative Commons license. We thank you for listening, and be sure to stay tuned for the next chapter in the series titled Bleeding of the Hedges, Arc 2, The City of Brambles, coming soon to Strange Company.
This is Jack Ward, and from everyone here at the Mutual Audio Network, we wish you all safety and protection during the COVID-19 outbreak. Join us as we listen and imagine, and together we'll make it through this. Please be safe.